When managing dead stock, pork producers are encouraged to consider their own location, management, and biosecurity situations when deciding on the best option. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Prior to 2002, rendering plants would pick up dead stock because it had value. But when BSE hit and the material became unusable, removal became a cost. Alternative methods for dead stock management was among the topics discussed earlier this month as part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon. Dr. Terry Fonstead, the Associate Vice President Research with the University of Saskatchewan, says the most appropriate choice depends on such factors as where you are, how far you are from services, the geology of the site, and what kind of operation it is.
Well, if you're going to handle them yourself, so if you're going to deal with them on farm, well, then obviously you can try to bury them, you can incinerate them, you can compost them. If you're going to bury, of course, the big consideration is the geology, the fluid conductivity of the soil. So the permeability of the soil is the big one. So if it's low enough and stuff isn't going to, water can't flow through the pores, you don't really have a problem. But if water can flow through the pores and you've got any kind of groundwater anywhere near, well, then you're not going to want to use burial. The strength of the liquid that results and the amount of it is actually about four times that of manure. So you want to make sure your geology, if you're going to try burying them, is such that you're not going to get transport. If you're going to consider composting, well, then you actually have to, you're going to need a carbon source. So you need either wood chips or you need straw, or you, and then you need someone nearby that's going to take the compost. And if you're going to burn them, you could build an incinerator, but then there are quite tight restrictions on particulate matter to actually reach, you gotta meet these requirements.
Dr. Fonstead says, depending on your management practices, your biosecurity, and where you are, there are solutions out there. He says everybody is going to have their own situation, so it's important to crunch the numbers. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.